Good evening, sport fans. I have just left Solon High Stadium and have brought along Coach Arnold von Leisten and three of his grid stars, whom Memphians will see tomorrow in action at Crump Stadium when Solon High, St. Louis champions, tangle with Tech High Yellow Jackets, Memphis number one prep team, in the game that is to decide the Mississippi Valley Football Championship. The past week, you have heard plenty about the St. Louis team. So from here on, I'll turn the program over to Coach von Leisten, one of Bob Zupke's prize pupils from the University of Illinois and coach of Solon High, St. Louis champions, Coach Arnold von Leisten.
We are mighty happy to be invited to play for the football championship of the Mississippi Valley, and it's a real honor to accept the generous hospitality of such a notable southern city as Memphis. Getting into football, I'm particularly happy in playing this postseason game as it is the first time this season we will really have our best lineup on the field. We have a 210-pound guard, a sprinter on our track team, who contracted a serious illness after the first practice game, a game in which he broke through for three block punts, all resulting directly in touchdowns. This chap, Carafoyle, is playing the last game of four seasons, and if for no other reason, I'm coming to Memphis just to see him tear through the opposition at Crump Stadium. On the other side of the line, I have a vicious cat-like tackle named Burak, and that side of the line has yet to have a first down made through them. But from end to end, we have a veteran senior line with only one exception, a junior 6'4" James at end, who is playing his third season. Our halfbacks were both new men this year, but with such veteran backs as Lombardo and Todorovic to steady him, we've had a well-balanced team, one that can run and pass equally well. Lombardo has just been awarded the most coveted prize a player can attain in this section, the most valuable player of the 40 teams in the district. Tom well deserves this award, for when he finishes Saturday's game against Tech, he will probably have scored more points than any other player in the district. He now has 111 to his credit, which in view of his teammate Todorovic's 55 points is particularly noteworthy. Now it's a good laugh to note the weights Coach Jamerson has given out, 165 pounds in the line and 155 in the backfield. We'll add 20 pounds per man, and as I understand, the formation we use has not been faced by Tech this season. Hence, I look forward to one of the greatest football games ever played. The team winning this game will well have earned the title of Mississippi Valley champions.
Thank you, Coach von Leisten. Fans, I have here Tom Lombardo, captain and star of the St. Louis Titleists. I'm going to ask this nice-looking but rugged Italian chap a few things about himself. Captain Lombardo.
Hello, fans.
Tom, I understand you haven't missed a minute's play in the past four seasons. What about it?
Well, it's been a lot of fun to play 60 minutes of every game, but a few games towards the end of the season, it gets rather hard and you get rather tired after 60 minutes.
In the Memphis Prep League, the time of the quarters is 12 minutes. What do they play in the St. Louis League?
We also play 12-minute quarters.
Tom, how does it feel to have so many college scouts hoovering around you, and what are you doing about it?
Well, there's not so many, but the few that are, it's quite an honor, and yet I don't know where I'm going to school.
How would you like to go to Tennessee?
Well, I think my state school has quite a good team.
That didn't go over so good, especially from the Tennessee side. Do you think you'll tally those 8 points you need tomorrow in order to be high scorer among the St. Louis Prep players for the 1940 season?
I'll leave those 8 points up to my teammates.
Thank you, Tom. And after watching you boys work out, I know Memphis is to be treated to a real ball game tomorrow afternoon. Another member of the Solon Star Brigade is Marco, call me Mike, Todorovic. And I want to introduce him and let him say hello. Go ahead, Marco, or is it Mike?
Mike, that's right.
All right, it's Mike. Go right ahead.
It's surely a pleasure to come all this way to play such an interesting game. And I know our fellows are very much keyed up, and I know that Memphis is very excited and get out there and see what they can do against these St. Louis boys. We are going to display our best team and are sure that we're going to display a very good exhibition and hope that Memphis gives us a good game. Hope that I don't boast too much.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. Now that the backfield men have spoken, we'll hear from Bernard Burak, that vicious tackle Coach von Leisten told you about. Here he is, Bernard Burak, the 170-pound tackle lineman. And, folks, he's just as eager to get at that Tech High School football team, that is, I believe that, as he was a moment ago, the way he went up to grab the mic from me. Well, go right ahead now, Bernard. That's
well,
all right.
Since I'm the only lineman up here, I'll speak for our line. We'll be at top strength for the first time of the year. And we really hope to bring home the champion of St. Louis. That's all. Thanks.
Well, good luck to you, Bernard, but not too much luck tomorrow afternoon. Time does not permit to have all the Solden gang here to say a few words. But instead of words, after getting a peep at Solden's final workout, I assure Memphis football fans they'll see a classy prep team in action tomorrow. Solden has speed, deception, in a running attack, good punting, and plenty of aggressiveness. They should furnish many a thrill for Memphis football fans who sit in at the big classic between the two Mississippi Valley grid greats. Solden, St. Louis, Missouri champions, and Tech, Memphis best, and the South's number one prep 11.